Aloha, everybody. This is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPRN Radio. And this is August 11th, 2017. We're going to do some energy work tonight, guys, because it's really needed. You know, we don't have much time before the solar eclipse and we do our quantum leap. And well, tonight we're going to do the energy balancing and the curse removal because of the energies are so high. I don't know about you guys, but it's really pretty funky out there. So, you know, if things just don't want to go right, you know, we just went through a full moon lunar eclipse and then we've got a solar eclipse. And, you know, sometimes I just want to stay in the cave, but we can't, and we need to do the energy work. And I have to, so people have asked me, how do I decide and what to do on the radio or what I'm supposed to give energy to that day? Truthfully, it's whatever. Okay, that was weird. Are we back on air? Okay, I'm going to assume we are. So if we're going to go into enlightenment, you've got to focus on where it's the darkest. And I'll tell you, Nazis like to do satanic work. And so we're going to give them energy. And the Warhawks definitely, you know, have been saying, hey, yeah, give us some attention. So we're going to give them some attention tonight. And I'm going to do the circle and the energy work really, really fast because there's a lot I want to get in tonight. Now, I just want to remind everybody, remember the solar eclipse, which is the 21st. We're going to do a very, very special radio show here on UPRN Radio from 10 to 11 Central Time or 11 to 12 Eastern Time. And we're going to really, really focus on quantum leaping the world into enlightenment. You know, if I've been working on this for 34 years, guys, you know, so it would be really, really sweet if we could just 1 hour. And I have to honor you guys because all you that listen to my show, you do an hour. You do service work. So this is just, you know, for those new people. And, you know, just to remind, just 1 hour to focus on nothing but divine enlightenment for the earth and all life forms. And that's all I'm asking. Other than, let's take advantage of their airways. If each one of you could invite 3 people to join in on this day, on the radio show that we're going to do.
Just not what you're expecting.
We could have over a million people working on quantum leaping the world into enlightenment, in unity.
God and creation, you know, different people. People who don't believe in it can just hold their ears. Mm-hmm. But they talk about why does made in Korea.
Possibilities of what we could do and take advantage of this 1 hour. So we are going to do 1 hour of chanting. Go get a crystal that amplifies their work and make sure you've got a bottle of water beside you because we are going to do chanting. You know, may divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. You should have that on your refrigerator by now, guys. So mark the calendar, 21st, World Enlightenment, 1 hour service work. You know, tune in between 10 and 11 Central Time. And let's do it. Let's take advantage, like I said, of the airways and quantum leap the world and all life forms really far. I don't mean baby steps. Think quantum. Think of the infinity. Okay, let's go for it all. I mean, if we could do it in 1 hour, I mean, wouldn't that rock? Why not? Why not? Why can't we be open to that possibility? And it is the Hopi prophecy that we have 25,000 years of peace ahead of us. So let's do it. And again, so what we're going to do tonight, we're going to do the energy balancing and the curse removal, and then we're going to go right into doing the light work. So I know I normally do this slower, and I'm going to do it fast because, again, I want to cram in a lot tonight, okay? So for those of you that are going to do the curse removal and the energy balancing, I want you to sit down, put your feet flat on the floor, and get comfortable. Put your hands in your lap, palms up like you're going to receive, and sit as straight as you can. And I want you to start taking some gentle deep breaths. Okay, not so you hyperventilate on me. And you're just going to inhale light and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. That energy goes through the violet flame, the purple flame, back to God. And you fill up with your divine essence. So while you're doing that, I'm going to surround each and every one of you in a bubble of golden flame. I'm going to add to that the blue flame of protection, the violet flame of transmutation, the green flame of healing. And I'm going to seal you in the pink flame of love. And I'm going to call your teachers, guides, masters, and all the divine beings that are working with you and ask that each one of you of them come here and make this energy work as gentle, loving, and kind as they can. And just to give you a brief rundown while you're taking in light, and exhaling out everything that no longer serves you, I'm going to open up your chakras, which are your energy centers. And you've got one at the top of your head, your third eye, your throat, heart, solar plexus, belly button, root. And then I remove curses and energy overlays. So if I burp while I'm doing this, trust me, I don't have beer here, but it's a way that I release, and on my end, it's way better than farting and throwing up. Okay, so take a deep breath and exhale out everything that no longer serves you, and imagine that energy going through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with your divine essence. But I want you to imagine this incredible divine healing light coming down from God, coming into the top of your head, and imagine it flowing through your brain. And as it flows through your brain, every cell, atom, molecule of your brain reconnects to the Creator. And you become this unlimited spiritual being full of all these new potentials. And now allow that energy to flow out your third eye. And now feel the energy flow down even lower. Flow down your neck and allow it to come out your throat chakra. Now feel that energy flow down even farther and feel it come out of your heart chakra. Now feel it come out of your solar plexus. And allow that energy to flow down even farther and allow it to come out of your belly button chakra. Now feel it flow out of your sacral. Now allow it to come out of your belly button chakra. So feel that energy flow all the way down your legs. Let it go out your feet and send it into the earth. And allow it to flow down your arms and out your hands. And feel it flow down your spine. So take one more deep breath. And this time as you exhale, feel any negative energy that's left in your body being gently released as you exhale. And then breathe normal. So as you're doing that, I called Michael the Archangel to come forth and cut all ties to any energy you've taken on that's not yours. Whether it's from a friend, relative, acquaintance, stranger, anybody you work with, TV set, animal, whatever the karmic reason is that created anything out of balance in your life or your body today, and as all that unwanted energy is peeled off of you gently like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with your divine essence. Now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to reptile, dinosaur energy, secret societies, organized religion, Cut all ties to any oaths, vows, curses, hexes, rituals that could have been done to you or your family, going backwards and forwards, hundreds of thousands of generations, or anything you could have done, consciously or unconsciously. And as all that unwanted energy is peeled off of you too gently like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to any effigies that have been misused against you, and that's any elemental of yours that was used to hurt you or anyone, including anything you own. Clothes, hair, picture, your name spoken, written, just thought of, or anything you have your energy on. And as ties to all those elementals are cut, I call the violet flame through them to clean them up, the angel light energy to heal. We fill them up with love, and I command them to be neutral or only emit love. And now I want Michael to come forth, remove any energy implant that's been done to you or anything that could have carried over from any other lifetime because of voodoo, dark magic, witchcraft, or just dark thoughts sent your way. So I want the stick, pen, needle, or knife that's in your crown chakra removed from your third eye, your throat, heart, solar plexus, belly button, root, feet, hand, spine, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, hips, teeth, anywhere in your body that's out of balance. And as you feel all those pins, needles, and knives being very gently removed, imagine all those spaces immediately fill up with the violet flame to clean it up, the angel light energy to heal. We release all that unwanted energy back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to patriarchy, genocide, rape, incest, slavery, prostitution, persecution, circumcision, removing any energy overload that's trying to manipulate you, keeping you from connecting with God, healing yourself, being really successful, fulfilling all your divine missions, and living your life in joy. And as all that unwanted energy is too peeled off of you gently like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth. And if there's anybody out there that's directing any kind of dark energy at you, whether it's through black magic, witchcraft, Santa Maria, or just dark thoughts sent your way, we're going to ask them to step forward in light. And if they choose to continue, which is their free will, we ask their higher selves and guardian angels to put them in a position of harmlessness. We surround them in a bubble of mirror. The mirror faces them. It's 2 inches from their nose. And as long as they do that dark work, that energy stays contained in the bubble of mirror. And the bubble of mirror stays up 365 days a year, 24/7, until they do works of good. So I called your higher self and ask your higher self now to activate your divine blueprint for perfect health. And as that's being activated, I'm going to call to your higher self now to send down that divine blueprint of perfect health. And it feel it come down gently as an overlay. And it might be tingly, it might be warm. And now we're going to allow all this energy to integrate in a very gentle, kind, loving way with your cells, your atoms, your molecules, all your internal organs, going all the way down into your DNA. And with every breath, allow this energy now to integrate and just let it percolate as we're going to go and do some energy work. So for those of you that have not ever done a light circle before, I'm going to open and I want you to imagine that you're in this huge stadium and everybody's just really connected to each other through their heart chakra and the want of enlightenment and the energy of love. And I always put this huge crystal in the center of the stadium, and we're going to make it 100-ton because, you know, it really amplifies, and I call that the big guns. And then I create bubbles of light, and then I speak, you know, the energy work that needs to go into that bubble of light. And all I ask that while I'm doing this, you just really send energy into that bubble, and then we're going to release it with a breath and allow it to go manifest. So like I said, we're going to do a lot of light work. So I want you to, you know, if you're not sitting down, sit down, imagine yourself, you're in this huge stadium, you got someone to the right, someone to the left, and imagine your mind's eye that you're holding their hands, okay? So Now, I want you from the top of your head to send the silver cord up from the top of your head and feel it go past the stars, all the planets, and reconnect with Source, that Mother, Father, God, and feel that incredible high energy come pouring down this cord, coming into the top of your head through your crown chakra, and just pour into your body. Feel it come out of your heart chakra. And now, remember, you're holding that person, and we formed all these circles. And now send that love and light to the right. And as the love and light goes to the right, we're going to ask all the gods and goddesses to join us, all the old ancient cultures, the Aborigines, the Kahunas, the medicine men and women. We're going to call forth air, earth, fire, and water, the elementals, to add their energy to what we're doing. All our ancestors that are of light, to add their energy. And all the people who are doing light circles tonight and prayer work, we're going to ask for permission to add that energy. And now I want you to send love and light to the left. And as the circle flows to the left, it is now closed, so only light may enter. And we're going to ask that the trees join us, and that the trees send energy into the earth so that earth can feel this high energy we're doing and putting out, and that it goes out through the branches so humankind can react in a positive way. We call to all the rock, stones, crystals, minerals, all the earth keepers to lock in to this earth keeper in the center. And all the stones in the Smithsonian are activated, and all the museums and the crystal grid around Washington all locks in to this light circle we're doing tonight, and amplifies our work over 100,000 fold. We call all the grids, ley lines, meridians, domes, obelisks, pyramids, all the sacred and holy spots on the planet to lock into the circle. And I'm going to ask Spirit, send everybody a healing tonight that's participating. And that Mother, Father, God, you guide us into doing not our will, but thy will be done. So take a deep breath and release the hands. And just feel that energy now flow into your body. And it's going to come out of your heart. And it's going to go into the center. We're going to form a bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put Charlottesville, Virginia, and Emancipation Park and McIntyre Park. And this is a place where the Nazis actually want to come and congregate tomorrow. So, and this prayer, guys, can be used for Nazis anywhere that's congregating. It's a pretty universal. But right now, it's been brought to my mind that they're going to have a big congregation in Emancipation Park in Virginia and McIntyre Park if it grows bigger. So see the violet flame now blazing around and through Emancipation and McIntyre Park to burn off any dark satanic energy. And now we're going to anchor that flame and see it expand outward, at least, you know, like a mile in diameter outside the park. And we're going to command Michael the Archangel to come and, like, do this now and not wait till tomorrow, and tie and bind all the demons and escort them back to God. And we're going to replace that space with Michael's warrior angels of light. Now we're going to anchor the energy of divine enlightenment in the center of this area and expand outward, so all who enter this sacred space has their higher selves activated and are all reconnected back to the Creator to become an awakened spiritual being. Now we call the higher selves of all the Nazis in the area to stop their dark white supremacist ways. And if they choose to continue, which is their free will, we ask their higher self and guardian angels to put them in positions of harmlessness now. We also surround them in a bubble of mirror, facing them 2 inches from their nose, contain their dark energies with the violet flame added to transmute that energy so they have no forward movement. And this bubble of mirror stays up 24/7, 365 days a year until they do works of good. Now, if you can, well, let's now imagine all these people that are supposed to show up for tomorrow. The Nazis, we don't have to know who they are. just know that they're now in this park, and let's do a little chanting, okay? Now, you know most of the words, okay? So we're just going to add Nazis in, okay? And we're just going to chant three times each phrase. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. So you can chant this with me. Use the power of the spoken word. And the more you shout it out, you know, that's creation. And that's really helps it manifest. So, all right. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. One more time. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. All right, so fill this bubble up with light and love, and let's take a deep breath and release it. All right, so we're going to do another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to cut the Nazis from their sacred energy symbols. In the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, the sacred fire vested in me, I command that all Nazi swastika symbols are reversed, so the energy now brings in peace and prosperity back to Earth and humanity. Every time anyone looks at a Nazi swastika, see the energy being reversed into its correct positive direction. We cut the ties to anyone whose intent is to misuse any sacred symbols. We call the violet flame through them to clean them up, and we reconnect those symbols to the divine. See these energies being reversed to their positive, correct directions now. If this symbol was used to set humanity's collective solar plexus backwards, we now reverse the directions and we see humanity moving forward in light and love. I command that any portals, stargates, time portals, including the time portal at Montauk being used for any dark purpose of manipulating time or allowing dark forces from other dimensions on the planet, be cut from those that are misusing them, closed and sealed forever, made invisible, and move so they cannot reopen them. Imagine any machines being used for this purpose breaking down now. Any magic symbols and rituals being used to rent the veils between interdimensions be rendered harmless. I ask that all those who try and run Vril machines become confused so the machines do not function properly. As Vril energy is corrected, see humanity become conscious and focused on their divine spiritual growth, bringing the golden age into manifestation. I ask that all that misuse the Vril energy be tied and bound. All Vril machines are cut from their masters, and any byproduct from Vril, including any psychokinetic energy, mind-altering, manipulating machines, and any tussle of invention, I cut these elementals from their masters, cleansing them with the violet flame. Fill the elementals up with light and love and command them to be neutral and to break down and no longer function. This includes any machines, computers connected to the L of Heart programs, any microwave cell phone towers, airplanes, spy satellites, jets, helicopters, creating chemical trails, and the Montauk program, and let's throw in the CERN. I ask anyone trying to misuse of real energy through the use of sound, color, water, chemicals, drugs to stop now. Step forward into the light and help us bring the earth into the golden age peacefully. Stop manipulating humankind by creating apocalyptic energy. If you choose not to work with the light in a peaceful way, I ask your higher self and your guardian angel to put you in a position of harmlessness. I ask Michael the Archangel to cut all energy and money sources from those that misuse the Vril energy, redirecting that energy to light workers to put towards their divine missions and making their lives prosperous and comfortable. To cut all ties and magical contracts the Anunnaki Satan had with the Roman Vatican Church Empire and with Hitler. All concordats are now dissolved by the violet flame, healed in angelite and reconnecting. The creator now becoming neutral or only emitting love. The energy of the first through the fourth Reich is now dissolved. All right, am I back on? Okay. Ooh, pushing buttons tonight. All right. Okay, so I'll just start over. Now to Prob. You call the higher self of President Trump to help him reconnect to the Creator, becoming an awakened spiritual being that will now look for peaceful solutions with other countries, including Korea. Let's send energy to that spark of light that is left in Trump, now to his heart. As the energy flows to his heart, it's now directed to his brain, so he makes compassionate decisions. May divine enlightenment descend on all war hawks now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all war hawks now. Come on, you can do this with me. Two more times. May divine enlightenment descend on all war hawks now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all war hawks now. May divine enlightenment descend on all war hawks now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all war hawks now. We also cut ties Trump has with the Jewish mafia, all dark groups that are trying to control him, including Russia, Nazis, Steve Bannon, and all war hawks. Let's also remove all dark energy overlays around Trump that is stopping him from becoming an awakened spiritual being, taking right action for all of humanity. Now we ask Trump's higher self to help him reconnect to the Creator, becoming an awakened spiritual being who will protect land, water from any nuclear war. We cut ties between Trump and all war hawks who think nuclear is okay with Korea or anywhere. We ask that their higher selves remove all ego from all war hawks and the might is right nuclear is a solution from their energy fields to be replaced with ideas on how to move forward through peaceful negotiations. We called Ganesha to put up many obstacles in the path of the president and all his warhawk advisors so they cannot start a nuclear war with anyone. We call the higher selves of all generals to stop all nuclear war talks with Korea, insisting on negotiations. Let their voices be heard over all warhawks with peaceful negotiations being conducted. Okay, let's do it again. May divine enlightenment descend on all warhawks now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all warhawks now. Do it again. Come on, use your voice. May divine enlightenment descend on all warhawks now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all warhawks now. One more time. May divine enlightenment descend on all warhawks now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all warhawks now. We call the higher selves of all those that are in control of the nuclear bombs to help them become connected to the Creator. As to become awakened spiritual beings, they will refuse to send out the nukes if called to and stand down. We call the higher selves of all the government agencies to step forward and make Trump also divest from all his corporate holdings if he refuses, which is his free will. Then let him be put in a position of harmlessness, which can mean Trump being impeached for his actions and replaced with a light worker. We also call to all his propaganda ministers to now speak truth and the press to hold them accountable for their words. See all veils of dark energy removed from the masses so they see truth. Let's send energy to all the people who are standing firm against Trump's policies that are not for the benefit of humankind or the earth and all he does. Let them be divinely guided to right actions. We call the higher selves of the Trump family to also see that nuclear is not the solution and convince their father to stand down and negotiate with Korea and Venezuela and anybody else out there, you know, on the planet now. So let's do the one more time, guys. Chant with me. May divine enlightenment descend on all war hawks now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all war hawks now. May divine enlightenment descend on all war hawks now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all war hawks now. One more time. May divine enlightenment descend on all war hawks now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all war hawks now. May peace prevail on earth. All right, fill that up with light and love, and let's take a deep breath and release it. So for those of you who are asking, why am I doing it three times? It's simply the power of three times three. And it's really going to, you know, it amplifies and helps that manifest quicker. All right, so take another deep breath. And we're going to form another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're putting in the pentagon. So we call to Michael the Archangel to come forth and cut all ties to all satanic dark magic that is giving the war machine its funding to go forward. See all veils of protection being removed from all the Pentagon's work, projects, wars, secret ops, mercenaries, and all forward movement of any kind. We cut ties to all symbols they use to keep the war energy moving forward, including all Nazi symbols, the swastika, the Pentagon, all domes and obelisks. We cut the ties to all secret societies, including the Skull and Bones and all other secret organizations that are within and without the Pentagon that is giving this energy forward movement. See all their veils being removed and the Pentagon's energy being neutralized. See all funding being pulled away from the Pentagon now. As this happens, the forward movement of war energy is stopped and being reversed. All our troops come home and given the proper health care needed to have a joyful life back in society. The Pentagon money is redirected to the welfare and care of the masses, as well as cleaning up the earth of all the damages they have created. I see the Pentagon money now going back into social programs for the elderly, alternative medicine, road repair, state projects, organic farming in schools, reparations to all countries we have harmed, just to name a few. We command all military of any rank higher than private to step forward in the light and work for peace. And if you choose not to, which is your free will, we ask your higher self and guardian angels to put you all in positions of harmlessness. We now tie and bind all war hawks, including all that support them, like the Illuminati, the banksters, secret societies, like the Skull and Bones, the Jesuits, politicians, the Nazis of the Third and Fourth Reich, all war profiteers, war lobbyists, mercenaries, including all weapons manufacturers. We again cut all ties to all brotherhood military bonding to each other of rank. See all overlays being removed off each other so each of these beings can reconnect to the Creator to become awakened spiritual beings filled with peace. We neutralize all old thought patterns of war, gladiator mentality, might is right, and war is peace with the violet flame, replacing that energy with divine thoughts of kindness, compassion, peace, love. Let this new divine energy affect every cell, atom, molecule in their bodies, going all the way down into their DNA. As this happens, everyone is experiencing peace, kindness, and a new compassion for all life forms on earth, then acts according as awakened spiritual beings, creating peace and brotherhood on the planet. We cut the ties to all Pentagon's war equipment that is hurting and harming the earth and all life forms, including all HAARP-related equipment, scalar and communication equipment of all kinds, all lab facilities, all chemical warfare, everything connected to spaceport programs, spywares, all computers, gathering and storing illegal information, all computers of war, as well as all various weapons of war. We violet flame all these elementals, send forth the angel light energy to heal. Now we are filling these misused elementals with so much love that they're now reconnected to the Creator. We command them to be neutral or only emit love. See all this equipment breaking down, except for the nuclear elementals, which we need to work in harmony until we can shut them down. Everything nuclear works just perfect, okay? Okay. We see all their weather modification equipment breaking down, including all planes, helicopters, jets, and drones, in a way no one will be hurt or harmed. We cut the ties to all dark entities and astral beings from all dimensions and worlds the Pentagon uses to keep the energy of war alive. Now we tie and bind all these dark entities, putting them through the violet flame to clean their energies up. Then we send them back to the Creator, filling that space with an angel of peace, healing, and divine enlightenment. I call to the karmic board and ask if it's for the highest good. All these beings connected to the Pentagon receive their karmic return for what they have done and are doing to the planet and all life forms of at least 100,000-fold, and so be it, and I stand aside as its return. We ask that this energy work now be applied to all high-ranking military personnel throughout the world, all countries, none excluded, all included. We cut ties to any satanic voodoo or dark witchcraft ceremonies done in the Pentagon building and surrounding grounds, also at the Bohemian Grove, to keep money flowing into wars and world domination. We anchor the violet flame to the center of the complex, all corners of the building and the grounds. See the flames expand, coming together to fill this area with a high transmuting energy, negating all ceremonies, past, present, and future forever. For those in the Pentagon who are walking in the light of the Creator and working toward peace, the planet, and all life forms, let's send them a very high divine healing, energizing energy, so they become in charge. We see them with lots of divine inspiration, overflowing them with lots of thoughts on how to become in charge in ways no one will be hurt or harmed. So let the energy of divine peace, love, and divine enlightenment fill the Pentagon from this time forward. All right, fill this up with light and love. And let's take a deep breath and release it. So we're going to create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, you know, for those of you may not be aware, but there are a lot of military on the Hawaiian Islands. And we're going to put all those guys in this bubble of light. Let there be light. We ask that Michael the Archangel step in and remove all veils of magic that is over any Hawaiian decision maker, allowing them to reconnect to the Creator to become conscious beings, seeing the harm the military is doing to the islands. As they awaken, they stop the military by removing all permits that have been given to the military. We call the higher selves of all decision makers in the Hawaiian government to help them see the harm the military is doing to the land and people. Step up and stop all the bombings, along with any military takeover of every land or base. I call the higher selves of everyone in the military that is stationed in Hawaii to help you step forward in the light, reconnect with the Creator, and become conscious beings that now see the land as something that should be treated with respect. Let these military personnel be aware of the uranium they're putting into the air and refuse to fly. People in the military also see all the protesters as your family, friends, aunts, uncles, sons, and daughters, and lay down your weapons, choosing not to hurt nor harm anyone on earth. We call to the old ancient ones to help along, and along with the night marchers and Minnehunis to go everywhere the military is on the island and do whatever it takes to break down their equipment, including all planes used for bombings. And again, doing this in a way that no one's going to be hurt nor harmed. We call to all the crystals on the islands to raise the energy so high that the military personnel can't function around their equipment, making them confused and dyslexic. We ask the divine to awaken in every military personnel on Hawaiian Islands, divine enlightenment in them, so they become a spiritual being, allowing compassion, kindness, caring, peace, and divine love to flow through their body, minds, and spirit. And they become so at one with the Creator that they refuse to partake in war games on the islands. Or war. Recall the elementals of war, and we now cut you free from your masters, cleanse with the violet flame, reconnecting you to the Creator, and command you to be neutral, to misfire, not work, go off course, and choose not to hurt nor harm any life form. We send lots of light and divine inspiration to those peaceful protesters. See all religious groups coming together and working out a divinely inspired, mutually beneficial plan. For everyone in Hawaii, we command the angels to keep all other countries that have no business being involved in Hawaii out of Hawaii business. And while we're at it, we're going to put the TMT project that they want to put on top of one of our Mount Mauna Kea. And their military wants to put a telescope up there, and the Hawaiians have been fighting this. So we're going to put that energy in it, and we're going to call the higher selves of the Hawaiians to be divinely inspired on everything they need to do to get their paperwork in on time for court, the next court date. And we're going to call the higher selves of all that work and the lawyers that are on the TMT project. And if it's for everyone's highest good that they also become dyslexic and they make many mistakes with their paperwork, and we call the Ganesha, who usually the remover of obstacles, but in this case, we're going to ask that Ganesha put up lots of obstacles around all the attorneys for the TMT and make it difficult so they can't get their paperwork on time and delay, delay, delay. We want it over. Let them not be given the right to build this. It's not okay. It would suck up 10,000 gallons of water a day. We are on an island. And it would be used for military use. Not okay. So see the TMT project being blocked completely. And the Hawaiians being rejoicing. They're so successful. All right, fill this up with light and love. And let's take a deep breath. And release it. All right, let's do one more bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, let's put all the light workers in this bubble. And that includes everybody listening tonight. It's a big bubble. We can do it. And I'm going to ask that you recharge and regenerate. And you fill up with so much light that you magnetize everything you need. Money to do whatever. People, friends. And that Ganesha, the remover of obstacles, just removes all the obstacles in your way. So you can move forward. Enjoy. And let's put all your missions in this bubble of light. And we're just going to energize all your missions and ask that fills up with so much light that you have just really powerful forward movement. All right, fill that up with light and love, and let's take a deep breath and release it. All right, so let's close, and we're going to do three ohms. Now, come on, guys, you can ohm with me. And believe me, if we were in the store and around my big earth keeper and everybody puts their hands on the store when we do light circle and we ohm, it's really cool because we're all in harmony. So trust me, if you could hear all of us ohming together, we would be in total harmony. Okay? All right, let's do three ohms. Om. 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 Shanti, shanti, shanti. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy. All right, guys. Thank you so much for helping me with this light circle tonight. And next week, okay, it's going to be comedy. We're going to do a light thing next week. I've got Lacey and Robin coming on, and they call themselves lesbian comedians. So it ought to be good. I may even take questions. Who knows? So that's next week. But we got to ground. So put your feet flat on the floor. And I want you to feel the earth energy come up. And feel it come up your legs. And as it comes up your legs, I want you to feel yourself becoming more grounded, very, very centered, very back in body. And with every breath, more of that earth energy comes up and you feel even more centered. If you got hematite, you might want to hold some hematite. That will ground you. If you're still lightheaded after the show, go out and hug a tree. So what you do is just put your hands on the tree, okay? And imagine yourself sending all the excess energy into the tree and then ask the tree to send you energy back and you'll immediately ground. Or go eat something after the show or take a nice warm bath. You know, you need to pull back in body because we pushed a lot of energy tonight. So for my sake, ground, okay? And thank you guys again for joining in tonight. You are awesome. You rock. You are into service work. And, you know, I really hope you are given your heart's desires this week because you certainly earned it. And don't forget, put it on your calendar Saturday. The 21st of this month, solar eclipse, world enlightenment. Tell people about it. And we're going to do 1 hour of just chanting and bringing down divine enlightenment. And I'm going to have a special guest, Pua Case, who is one of the Hawaiian elders. And she's going to come do some chanting for, you know, give the Hawaiian energy to what we're doing. And please, you know, you've heard me tonight and all the work that I've, you know, everything I've been talking, sharing with you. And have that bottle of water, okay? Because we're going to want to use the power of the spoken word when we do this. And the more energy you put in it and you shout it out, that is using the power of the spoken word and really putting things into manifestation. And like I said, if we're going to do it, let's do it. Sounds dirty, huh? Let's manifest quantum leaping the world into divine enlightenment. You know, if we don't do it, who's gonna? You know? So please go out and share this. It's a special radio show. You know, if you're going to be in Hawaii, you're more than welcome to show up at the store between 5 and 6 Hawaiian time. And, you know, join us. We're going to be live from my store. And we have a little potluck after that. So bring a dish. But let's manifest and really quantum leap the world into enlightenment. Let's take advantage of this day of the solar eclipse, of the radio and the airtime. And if you can just share with 3 people, we can have over 1 million people participating. And I'm telling you, that's almost orgasmic. That can move a lot of light and really manifest some stuff. So if you want anything that I've done tonight, any of the prayers, you can go on my Facebook page and I am right there. All right. It's all open and make a copy and, you know, keep the work going. You don't have to wait till this day and we don't have anything to do. Chant. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. And with that, I bid you aloha. Till next week.